The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Parami Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Path to Success And today's topic is very beautiful, very informative knowledge inshallah we'll be sharing with you And topic is Protect Your Iman Before we proceed towards our topic inshallah let's make few good intentions ma shaykh tariqat amir of ahli sunnah hazrat allama maulana muhammad ilyas attar qadri damat barakatuhu al aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed as I am presenting this program I make this intention that I will do this for the pleasure of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any good deed or any permissible task. You can make this intention too that you will watch this program from start to end. Ask your family members to come sit in front of Marami Channel's TV screen and watch this beautiful program from start to end inshallah azza wa jal. And the more intentions you make, higher the reward you can attain. You can multiply your reward by adding as many good intentions as possible, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, I've got my brothers with me, Bandareen of Dawati Islami. Let's go towards them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Nasima, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Welcome as a host, mashallah.
Thank you so much. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rizwan, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal.
Mashallah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah,
mashallah.
Most welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Mashallah. Marhaba. My question was the biggest, the most precious asset, the greatest asset a believer has, that is his iman, that is his faith. And how much we are concerned to protect it, that is the question. And this is the discussion, inshallah, we're going to have. We'll try to talk about the importance of iman and how important it should be and how important that is in this day and age for believers. And how should it be or must it be? This will be the inshallah, our discussion. But unfortunately, many of the Muslims, they take it for granted that they are Muslims. We have not given the importance it holds. Our iman, our faith, this is the thing which is base. And this is the thing which is salvation, inshallah. And it will lead us to salvation for this dunya and the hereafter. In the very start, inshallah, I would like to just ask Waseem about Waseem bhai, if you could just explain a bit of the importance of Iman and faith and how important it should be for us inshallah and then we'll take this discussion further.
Iman Rizwan bhai is one of the most important assets that like you beautifully mentioned that we have and you know a person can have everything in this world but if he does not have Iman he has got nothing at all and on the other hand a person in other words in reality he could have nothing physically but if he has Iman he's got everything in other words. I seen something on social media Rizwan bhai not too long ago And there was this individual, and when they would travel on the main road, you know, because they had so much gear on, the top branding clothes and the bracelets and the watches and everything, like, you could say £1 million was just their clothes and basically that they were wearing. They would take a security guard with them when they used to go onto the main road. Why? Because they know that at this moment in time, I am worth a lot, and it's easy for people to rob me. Iman is so important, this one, by that it's, in other words, it will be our way into Jannah, inshallah. Because we hear this, that even if a Muslim who has passed away with Iman, even if he goes into Jahannam, end of the day, inshallah, he will enter paradise. Why? Because he's passed away with Iman. Now, regarding the quick introduction regarding Iman, why is Iman? Faith literally means to affirm in all the beliefs, Jannah, Jahannam, the final prophet of Allah, all the prophets. So it's to affirm this, to fully believe in all these things that Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now, Rizwanbhai, the other thing that I would like to mention regarding the introduction of Iman, someone might be thinking that you're talking about Iman. What's the reason? You know, we're all born as Muslims. Why are you still telling us about Iman? There's one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would like to mention here regarding how important Iman is. And it's not something that we should be taking for granted. Why? Because one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he describes four types of people, four categories of people.
Yes.
First category is that person, he was born as a Muslim and he will also die as a Muslim. Now, we are all born as Muslims. We pray to Allah that, Ya Allah, you allowed us to be born into a Muslim as well. Allow us to also be to pass away with Iman as well. Second type of person is that individual. He was born as a non-Muslim. He will also die as a non-Muslim. Third type of person, very, very, very critical, is that they were born as Muslims, they will pass away as non-believers.
Allah.
Now, we are born as Muslims, but remember one thing to all the viewers in Madinah Chunk, to everyone on the panel here, is there is no guarantee that we will pass away with Iman. And the fourth type of person that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes, they were born as non-Muslims, but they will die as Muslims. And you know, we hear many examples. There was one incident I'll mention that we heard on Madini Channel. There was one individual, 85 years, she spent as a non-Muslim. Now what happened is, there's one department in Dawat Islami where the brother's going to hospitals, the sister's going to hospitals for iyadat and etc. etc. Now what happened is that this individual is about to pass away, and the sister of Dawat Islami, she goes and she does infradi courses. Literally 20 minutes before she passed away, she accepted Islam. And alhamdulillah, 20 minutes later, she passed away with what? With Iman as well.
Allah.
But the third thing, Rizwanda, is very, very important, that we are all born as Muslims, but there's no guarantee. It's something that we should value. And all the viewers of Madinah Channel, like Rizwanda mentioned, is that today during this program, we're going to be listening about what Iman is, why is it important, what's the importance of Iman. But at the same time, we're also going to be mentioning those things that destroy Iman. At the same time, we're also going to be giving solutions from the Quran and Sunnah of how we can protect our Iman. So all the viewers of Madinah Channel, is a humble request that you keep watching so we can hear from the Mubaligheen of how we can protect our Iman and take this into the grave, inshallah.
Mashallah. Beautiful start, respecting views of Madinah Channel. We've got our brother Rizwan. How would you like to elaborate this further, the importance of Iman, especially in this day and age when people, they have, lost its importance? How would you like to just elaborate on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to expand on what our brother Wasim has introduced as faith and Iman. And I think the lack of importance, for example, if I ask 10 different people what faith is, I'll highly likely get 10 different answers. And there's a reason behind that. Because people, especially nowadays, want to try and use their own logic. They want to use their own view, their own perspective.
Yeah.
Well, Iman is none of those things. Iman, as Wasim Bhai used, is to affirm, is to believe with conviction, to testify.
Total submission. It's
total submission, to submit. One person will say, or a group of people will say, I believe in Allah. That's faith. But is that enough? Is only believing in Allah, Almighty as the Creator, is that enough for faith? Some people will say they believe in the Shahada. So they will believe there is none worthy of worship except Allah Almighty. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the prophet of Allah Almighty. And that's enough. There's some people who are called Quranists and just believe in the Quran. And that's it. Is that enough? But it's a lot more than this. And we need to elaborate exactly what faith is. We need to put our own views to one side and learn what Iman is. What this great treasure that we've been blessed with actually is. Once we actually realize what the treasure is, we'll be able to value that treasure.
Sure.
We need to learn about Iman.
Sure.
We need to learn about Allah, the attributes of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Again, similarly, about what we can say and what we can't say about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the finality of the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how important that is for Iman, about the revealed books, about the Day of Judgment, about Paradise, about Hell, all of these things about creation. We need to learn about what Islam says about these things, what Allah Ta'ala has written in the Quran about these things, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, what the Hadith of Mubarak say about this. And we will only do that if we learn it. Once we learned it, we'll understand the importance of it and the value of this treasure. And we don't use that word lightly, treasure, because this is a huge treasure.
No doubt.
You know, all of the cash and the wealth, and you know, when you were talking about the bodyguard and the materialistic chains and this and that, it's priceless.
Sure.
It's absolutely priceless. And you will only understand the value of this when you understand what Iman is. So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit to start with. And then to elaborate a little bit more, a little bit further, we talk about protecting it. So once you understand the value, you automatically understand that we need to protect this. And who are we protecting it from? What's going to happen to us? A lot of people will say, nobody can change my views.
Mm.
Once I've got something in my head, nobody can change anything. I'd like to see someone try. Ask an everyday Muslim, today, tomorrow, whenever, ask a Muslim who his enemy is. The first answer should be, without even thinking, is Shaitan. The devil, or Satan, whatever you want to call it. He's an open enemy.
Sure.
But we shouldn't have to think about that.
Mm.
But it won't be the first answer that a lot of Muslims come with. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. You ask a few Muslims, it won't be the first answer. If you're not aware of your enemy, Rizwan Bhai, how can you protect against him?
Yeah.
He is openly attacking you at the time of death, when you're at your absolute weakest.
Mm.
He will come in the shape of your mother, of your father, of your wife, of your siblings, maybe even your children, those that you love, you trust in this world, and try and snatch this Iman and say, look, I've seen what you haven't seen. I've gone before you've gone. Take this faith.
Allah.
This is the true faith. Ma'azallah. He will say that. And those that are weak at that time may fail that. Until we recognize this is our open enemy, we won't be able to protect ourselves.
MashaAllah. Respected Muzaf Madin, Shaykh, 2-3 important points that are being highlighted by Mubaligh of Dawat Islami. One is that, first of all, we need to understand the importance of our faith, and then what actually it means. It's not just Shahada itself, but there is so many other things more to it, especially a word which is known as necessities of our deen, our religion, Zaruriyat al-Deen, and it has so many other things which come under the faith in which we need to believe. Knowledge, again, the bottom line is we need to learn knowledge. If we will have knowledge, then only we can implement that within our lives, and we will understand the importance of faith, inshallah.
So you talked about knowledge, and I'm just going to touch upon the point that Rizwan Bhai mentioned. You could just look at this with a practical example in front of us. You know, if you look at any country in the world at this moment in time, they all have one agency, intelligence agency.
Yes.
What's the reason behind this? Because basically the country they don't get on with, or maybe they get on with, is to find out what they have. Just in case tomorrow we go into, you know, some sort of war with them, what do they have? What
strategies?
So this is the whole purpose. Now, our biggest enemy is Shaitan. Now, if you ask the majority of the people, what intelligence do you have? It's all written. Everything is written in the Quran, it's written in the Hadith, it's written in the books. It's all there, meaning you don't have to go and investigate. Everything is there, you sit with the scholars. But still people don't know how Shaitan attacks us, what his ways of attacking us, how he gets to us, how he makes us commit sins. Meaning everything is written. It's just a matter of us. But you mentioned a very, very valid point there about knowledge. It's just about going, seeking this knowledge. First of all, the importance of Iman, how to protect our Iman, and especially our open enemy, finding out how he attacks us. Doing this, inshallah, this is one way that we can protect our Iman.
Definitely. Discussion chal rahi hai Iman ki hifazat ke taluq se, iski ahmiyat ke taluq se, alhamdulillah. Aur sabse pehle to inshallah aapse humne naat bhi suni hai, but before going towards naat, inshallah, main chahta tha ki agar aap thoda sa Iman ki ahmiyat ke upar gufugu farmaye, jo mashallah Mubaligh ki Daawat Islami ne abhi ki hai. اور اس کی ڈیفینیشن کیا ہے اور کتنی امپورٹنس ہے تھرو قرآن مجید فرقان حمید ہمیں کیا تعلیمات ملتی ہیں اور آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ہمیں اس کی اہمیت کے تعلق سے جو ہمیں تعلیمات فرمائی پلیز
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین رضوان اللہ الحمد للہ انما الاعمال بالخواتیم کہ جو آپ کے اعمال ہیں جو نیکیاں ہیں اسی وقت ایکسیپٹیڈ ہوں گی جب آپ کا خاتمہ ایمان پہ ہوگا تو انما الاعمال بالخواتیم یہ تو ایک سیدھی سی بات ہے لیکن سب سے پہلے تو ہمیں
یہ پتا ہونا چاہیے تھا کہ ایمان ہے کیا چیز. ماشاءاللہ مبلغی نے مینشن بھی کیتا, لٹرلی میننگ ہے کہ مطلق تصدیق, کسی بھی چیز کی تصدیق کرنا.
ٹھیک.
شرعن تے اصطلاحن ٹیکنیکلی ڈیفینیشن ہے کہ التصدیق بما جاء به النبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, اللہ کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم جنہیں چیزاں لے کر آئے شریعت احکامات انہاں نوں تہے دل تو مان لینا, یہ ایمان کہلایا جاتا. پھر یہ اگے کچھ کنڈیشن ارکان رکن ٹائپس بن جاندیاں نے. تے آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کو پوچھا گیا, بڑی فیمس حدیث پاک بھی ہے کہ ایمان کیا چیز ہے. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, ان تؤمن باللہ وملائکته وکتبه ورسله والیوم الاخر وان تؤمن بالقدر خیره وشره. یہ پانچ چھ چیزیں آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے مینشن کی تھیں. اس تو بعد قرآن پاک دے وچ بھی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا, پارا 24 سورۃ حامیم سجدہ دیا, ان الذین قالوا ربنا اللہ ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة الا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. ترجمہ کنز الافان, کہ بے شک جنہوں نے کہا ہمارا رب اللہ ہے پھر اس پر ثابت قدم رہے ان پر فرشتے اترتے ہیں اور کہتے ہیں کہ تم نہ ڈرو اور نہ غم کرو اور اس جنت پر خوش ہو جاؤ جس کا تم سے وعدہ دیا جاتا ہے. پھر ایک اور آیت مبارکہ پارہ نمبر 4 سورۃ آل عمران کی آیت نمبر 102 میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. کہ اے ایمان والو اللہ سے ڈرو جیسا اس سے ڈرنے کا حق ہے اور ضرور تمہیں موت صرف اسلام کی حالت کے اندر ہے. تو رضوان بھائی, دور ایسا چل رہا, چیزیں ایسی چل رہی کہ جب تک سانو اپنے ایمان دی حفاظت کی فکر نہیں نہ ہوئے گی, نعوذ باللہ نہ ہوئے گناہوں دی وجہ تو یا ریزن دی وجہ تو مینشن کیتا گیا کہ انسان دا ایمان سنیچ کر لیا جائے, چھین لیا جائے. آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی حدیث پاک ہے, آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, ان قریب لوگوں پہ ایسا زمانہ آئے گا جس میں تنہائی اختیار کرنا ضروری ہوگا. اس وقت صرف اس شخص کا دین سلامت رہے گا جو حفاظت ایمان کی فکر میں ایک پہاڑ سے دوسرے پہاڑ یا ایک جگہ سے دوسری جگہ بھاگتا پھرے, جس طرح پرندہ اور لومڑی اپنے بچوں کو لے کر ایک جگہ سے دوسری جگہ منتقل ہوتے رہتے ہیں. پھر ارشاد فرمایا, اس زمانے میں وہ بکریاں چرانے والا بھلائی پر ہوگا جو اپنے علم کے مطابق نماز پڑھے, زکات ادا کرے اور لوگوں سے الگ تھلگ رہے. آقا کریم نے ارشاد فرمایا, لباس کل عابد علی ما مات علیہ, یعنی بندہ ہر بندہ اس حالت پر اٹھایا جائے گا جس پہ مرے گا. تو حکیم الامت مفتی احمد یار خان فرماتے ہیں کہ اگر کوئی کفر پر مرے تو کفر پر ہی اٹھے گا اگرچہ زندگی میں مومن رہا ہو, اور اگر ایمان پر مرے تو ایمان پر ہی اٹھے گا اگرچہ زندگی میں کفر پر رہا ہو. تو آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم جی دو حدیث مبارکہ واقعی سانو وارن کرنی ڈرونی کافی کہ انسان نو کس قدر اپنے ایمان دی حفاظت دی فکر ہونی چاہیے. ایسی ساری زندگی رضوان میں نیک اعمال کر دے رہی ہے, لیکن انما الاعمال بالخواتم, اگر ساڈا خاتمہ ہی ایمان تے نہیں ہوا تو اس باللہ اے نہ ہو کہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ لی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی جہنم جال دے. اپنی ایمان دی حفاظت دی فکر ہونی چاہیے. کل اس لیے کہا جاتا کہ بدل دا رہندا, ایک لمحے کی دی کیفیت کچھ اور ہوندی ہے, دوسرے لمحے کیفیت کچھ اور ہوندی ہے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دی بارگاہ وچ دعا بھی کرنی چاہیے کہ اللہ ساڈا ساڈی والی نسلوں کا ساڈے پیرنٹس کا سب دا ایمان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی
مانے. This is the case of such pious individuals who hold such great status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those they have got the certificate of Jannah through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are certainly going to Jannah inshallah. But yet they used to remain worried and concerned about their faith, like to say Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and that he had this wish that had I not been born, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because they used to remain concerned about their faith. So where do we stand? What is our Allahu Akbar state? This is something we need to understand through our pious predecessors' acts and their sayings, their statements. This remind us that we need to be more concerned about our faith and our iman. Inshallah, hum dobara apne balighi ki taraf jaate hain before ek naachif.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azza wajal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi to wo yahi naat thi jo aaj main aapke samne ek bar phir پیش کر رہا ہوں.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت, جس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں
ابا کہاں چلے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا کس کو کہتے ہیں ہمارے
پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بسارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نادیدہ نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
Today we are talking about protection of our faith, protection of our iman, and how important this should mean to us. We also discussed about our open enemy. You see, I was just asking you that open enemy, shaitan, how important it is for us to recognize our enemy, and why he also wants us that we are also, you see, deprived from this treasure and this faith that we have got. Because he has been rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan always wants us that we also get deprived from this blessing. How would you just
describe this? He's been, like you said, and he exactly wants us to come into his door, and inshallah this is not going to happen,
inshallah.
We're going to take inshallah. Our iman. But there's one important thing that I heard on Manin channel which I would like to mention, is that, you know, we get distracted with work, with family, with friends and other things as well. But shaitan is always ready, he's attacking us day and night, in other words. Meaning he doesn't get tired, he's always with us. So it's something that it's a man gives up. He never gives up. And he won't give up, like Rizwan Bhai and Asif Bhai mentioned earlier, he won't give up till the last, even it's mentioned that even when a person is entered into his grave,
Allah.
And at that time when he's asked, who is your Lord? He says, even at that time,
Allah.
Let us point towards me, that I'm your Mazallah. And Allah protect us as well. So it's someone that is always willing to get us destroyed as well. He's our open enemy. Allah has mentioned this in the Holy Quran, that he's our open enemy. And it's very, very important that we recognize. And there's one Mubalik, Rizwan Bhai, he mentioned something that is, we should all become fearful. That today, you know, everything he puts into our ears, mazallah, people do. He puts into our ears, I listen to music, we listen to music. Miss your salah, we're missing our salah, mazallah. All these things. You know, if we're listening to everything he's saying today, then what's going to happen tomorrow? At that time, when he comes to us as well, when it's very, very critical, when the soul is leaving the body, it's even comes in relations that at that time, a person will be so thirsty at that time. Even he will come at that time to destroy our iman. So it's very, very important that we don't know how long we've got left. Is we try to understand this enemy, who is he, why is he after, why is he after our iman, and we try to look at those ways we can protect our iman as well, and we protect ourselves. One thing that Rizwanda mentioned earlier on as well is that constant sinning. Today you see people, you know, it's day and night they're committing sin. This is also one way of a bad end. I'm just going to mention a few points, Rizwanda, here, that what causes a bad end. It's mentioned in the book of Umir al-Sunnah, causes of a bad end. And unfortunately, majority of the people we see today that they're involved in these particular activities. The first one is lazy in offering salah. Today, unfortunately, you look at majority of people, they don't read namaz. This is one cause of a bad end. If we want a good end, if we want to go into Jannah, people say today, brother, a Muslim, I'm going to go into Jannah. Inshallah, we will do inshallah. But it's very, very important that you take your iman for that condition to be met as well. The second point, again, something that is growing by the day, is consuming alcohol. And this is something that's on the rise. Those people that do this particular action, remember one thing, that this is a cause of a bad end. Number three is disobedience to the parents. You know, today friends are more important. You know, our fellow colleagues are more important. But unfortunately, parents are not given that value. This is also a cause of a bad end. And number four, something unfortunately, in various different ways we're seeing this, causing harm to Muslims. We see this, you know, you can say that, especially, you know, I was thinking about this today as well, when one city at this moment in time in the UK, 10 years ago you would hear one stabbing, it would be like breaking news across the whole of the UK. I remember 2014, there was one stabbing on the bus that was gone by, it was breaking news on the biggest news channel. And today, you know, as soon as you open up the district website, is this person stabbed today, this person stabbed today. So this is also a cause of a bad end, like causing harm to Muslims. Now it's important that, you know, remember what happens is today we're about to go to an exam. What happens is a week before the exam, 2 weeks before the exam, constantly, whether I can't come out today, why? Because I'm revising. You know, don't disturb me for this week, I'm revising. Any time it's going to happen. Any time our soul is going to be leaving. Are we ready for that time? If you're not ready, our job is to learn. And remember, you know, you were mentioning earlier about Sayyidina Farooq Azam. Inshallah, we will talk about our pious people. So something that we hear from people today, something, of, I don't know why, but we hear this from people. Before Madani Channel on, you see your Sheikh crying. You see Haji Imam crying. You see people crying. What is wrong with you people? Why are you doing this? Why do you cry? Why do you cry so much? What's going on? Before Madani Channel on, your Sheikh, this person is crying, and they're crying to such an extent that they lost it. Dear brothers, if you look at our pious people, like you mentioned, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, he even said that I wish I was not even born, because they understood the value of iman. These are their statements, and these are those pious, pious individuals, especially the Sahaba. Our belief is every Sahabi of the Prophet is Jannati, Jannati, as simple as that. But this was their state. We don't know. We don't know how our end is going to be. If we don't cry, what else do we need to do? So it's very, very important that, you know, we learn about iman, what destroys iman. These four things, if there's anybody watching at this moment in time, they've indulged in these four things, repent in the court of Allah. Because there's one thing, shaitan will continue to keep attacking you. But Allah, he has said, in other words, he's kept the door of repentance open for us. He can keep attacking us. But alhamdulillah, repentance is open. Repent from this, inshallah, by the will of Allah, we will have a good end, inshallah.
MashaAllah. That is one way. Our enemy, open enemy, shaitan, right? We cannot see shaitan. And how strong he is, we've just heard from the Wali of Dawat Islami, and how weak we are. And yet we cannot see him, but we have been ordered to protect our iman and to fight against this shaitan. How would you explain this? What should we do? How can we protect our faith against such a, you see, current enemy, shaitan?
The first thing that we touched upon a little bit earlier is learning about our deen, learning about our iman, learning about shaitan. That has to be our foundations. That has to be, you know, a tree has roots. The learning, our deen, our iman, our faith, that has to be our foundations. Once that is strong, once that is mazboot, inshallah, our faith will be strong and we can build on that. Then like Wasiba mentioned about the causes of the bad end, about being punctual in your salah, you'll find that you're more punctual in your salah and the rest of your faraid as well. This will make you stronger, because when you, there's so much that we can talk about. I mean, Ustaz, I was read that beautiful Naat Sharif, and automatically my eyes closed and I was picturing the Roza Mubarak, the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I was thinking to myself while I was picturing that this is the way of protecting your faith. By going to those holy lands of Makkah and Medina, you feel like, people ask me sometimes, why do you go there so much? You know, you've done Hajj, alhamdulillah, and why do you go there? I go, I need it. I need it. And they don't understand sometimes why I need it. It's to protect my iman. It's to recharge my iman. It's to protect my faith. Similarly, not everybody who's looking maybe blessed to go there regularly. We pray that everybody gets the permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go again and again. But our masajids are a beautiful way. Attending our masajids is a beautiful way to protect your iman. Those brothers that go regularly to the masjid to offer their salah with jamaat, the masjid is so peaceful. Yet we're going in and we're trying to go the latest. As soon, sometimes even after takbir and namaz has started, and we want to leave before the dua has finished. Allah. Where are we going to get peace? Where are we going to get protection? This is the house of Allah. We need to spend time in the masjid. We need to read our salah there. We need to travel on Madani kaflas in the masjid. Those brothers that start getting the lazar, the priest, the tranquility, and that mazah of the masjids, they want to stay there. Between salahs from Asr till Maghrib, they'll stay in the masjids. You'll find them staying in these corners. This is another way to protect our iman. Seclusion. Ustaz Al mentioned, there will be a time when the way to protect your iman is seclusion. And this is the way of our pious predecessors. They used to go into jungles. They used to go into mountains. People think that we're being extreme. When they see people crying on the television, or they see people with parda or imama or a beard, they say, brother, you're being a bit extreme. You're being a little bit extreme there. This is extreme. This is extreme. I was sat with a brother, and I went to visit him at his house. A good friend of mine, I went to university with him. And he was talking about a masjid or a school, I can't remember at the time in his locality. And he said, they're okay. But they're a bit extreme. The sisters, they wear a niqab. They're a little bit extreme. I didn't know what to say to this brother. You know, I've grown up with him, I've studied with him at the same time. The brother was stood there wearing shorts. It was a hot day. The shorts were higher than his knee level, so they're revealing a sitter, and they were tight to such an extent you could see his organs. And I was thinking, my brother, is this not extreme? The way people are going, so they call it liberalism and modernism, with the drinking openly, with the music openly, with the way they are adopting the Western society and the values and the culture, that conflict with Islam. We're not saying everything is wrong, but if it conflicts with Sharia and Islam, then we can't accept it. It's as simple as that. And calling Islam extremism, calling what the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran extreme, this is going to make your iman weaker and weaker and weaker, I'm afraid.
Alhamdulillah, Mubaligh Da'wat Islami ne jo Urdu ke viewers hain badi khoobsurat baatein ki, aur ek unhone jo ye hame bataya ki tanhai ikhtiyar karna, ye bhi hamare pious predecessors ka ek sheva raha hai, tareeka ka raha hai hamare buzurgon ka. Ek shakhs sabse alag thalag rehta tha. حضرت سیدنا ابو دردا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے اس کے پاس تشریف لا کر جب اس کا سبب دریافت کیا تو اس نے کہا, میرے دل میں یہ خوف بیٹھ گیا ہے کہ کہیں ایسا نہ ہو میرا ایمان چھن جائے اور مجھے اس کی خبر تک نہ ہو.
اللہ اکبر.
دل میں ہو یاد تیری گوشے تنہائی ہو, دل میں ہو یاد تیری گوشے تنہائی ہو, پھر تو خلوت میں اجل انجم لارائی ہو, آستانے پہ تیرے سر ہو اجل آئی ہو, اور اے جانے جہاں تو بھی تماشائی ہو. یہی بات مبلغ دعوت اسلامی بھی کر رہے تھے کہ کاش ہم ان حسین نظاروں کا مصور بات دیا کریں, انہیں یاد کیا کریں, مکہ اور مدینہ کی یادوں میں کھو جایا کریں, اپنے ایمان کی فکر کیا کریں, اور جنہوں نے ہمیں ایمان دیا ان کی یادوں میں کھو رہے, تو انشاءاللہ عز و جل شیطان کے چنگل سے بچنے میں اللہ نے چاہا مدد ملے گی. اور جیسے ہمارے بزرگوں کا طریقہ رہا کہ اتنی ایمان کی فکر کیا کرتے تھے, اتنا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے خوف رکھا کرتے تھے. اللہ اکبر. آپ حضور اس کے تعلق سے ہمیں مزید کیا پنجابی میں بتانا چاہتے ہیں؟
حضرت سیدنا منصور بن عمار رحمت اللہ تعالی نے فرماتے ہیں کہ جب بندے کی موت کا وقت قریب آتا ہے نا, تو اس کے مرنے والے کی پانچ طرح کی حالت ہوتی ہے. مال وارثیں لے جاتے ہیں جو پیچھے چھوڑ جاتا ہے بندہ اپنے وارثوں کے لیے, روح موت کے فرشتے کے لیے, گوشت کیڑوں کے لیے, ہڈیاں مٹی کے لیے, اور نیکیاں قیامت کا دن اپنے حق کا مطالبہ کرنے والوں کے لیے ہوتے ہیں.
اللہ.
تو مزید فرماتے کہ وارث مال لے جائے تو قابل برداشت ہے, اسی طرح موت کا فرشتہ روح لے جائے تو بھی ٹھیک ہے, مگر کاش موت کے وقت شیطان ایمان نہ لے جائے, ورنہ اللہ پاک سے جدائی ہو جائے گی.
اللہ.
ہم اس سے اللہ پاک کی پناہ طلب کرتے ہیں, کیونکہ اگر سب جدائیاں ایک طرف جمع ہو جائے اور رب کریم کی جدائی ایک طرف ہو, تو یہ تمام جدائیوں سے زیادہ بھاری ہے, جسے کوئی برداشت نہیں کر سکتا. ہمارے بزرگان دین کس قدر ایمان کی حفاظت کے بارے میں فکر مند ہوا کرتے تھے, اور کس قدر وہ اس کے بارے میں کنسرن رکھتے تھے کہ حضرت سیدنا یوسف بن اسبات فرماتے ہیں, ایک مرتبہ سیدنا سفیان ثوری کے پاس میں حاضر ہوا, آپ ساری رات روتے رہے. میں نے پوچھا کہ آپ گناہوں کے خوف سے رو رہے ہیں, تو آپ رحمت اللہ تعالی نے ایک تنکا اٹھایا اور ارشاد فرمایا, گناہ تو اللہ پاک کی بارگاہ میں اس تنکے سے بھی کم حیثیت رکھتے ہیں, مجھے تو اس بات کا خوف ہے کہ کہیں ایمان کی دولت نہ چھن جائے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت سیدنا امام احمد بن حنبل کے انتقال کے وقت جب آپ کے صاحب زادے نے آپ سے طبیعت دریافت کی, نہ پوچھا کیا حال ہے, فرمایا ابھی جواب کا وقت نہیں ہے, بس دعا کرو اللہ پاک میرا خاتمہ ایمان پر کر دے, کیونکہ شیطان مردود اپنے سر پر خاک ڈالتے ہوئے مجھ سے کہہ رہا ہے کہ تیرا دنیا سے ایمان سلامت لے جانا میرے لیے رنج و غم کا باعث ہے, اور میں اس سے کہہ رہا ہوں کہ ابھی نہیں, جب تک ایک سانس بھی باقی ہے میں خطرے میں ہوں اور میں تجھ سے امن میں نہیں. امام احمد بن حنبل حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمت اللہ تعالی کس قدر پائس بزرگ, لیکن ایمان دی حفاظت کا کس قدر انہوں کا جذبہ, ڈر تے خوف نہیں, ایمان ساڈا نہ چھن جائے. حضور سیدنا غوث رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دا فرمان, پیرانے پیر تمام ولیوں دے سردار ہیں, فرمایا جس دن قبر دے وچ ایمان سلامت لے کے جاؤں گا میں کامیاب ہو جاؤں گا.
اللہ,
یہ انہوں کی حالت ہوں, یہ ساری حالت کی ہے. وسیم بھائی نے چار چیزیں مینشن کی نا, کہ ایمان سنیچ کر لیا جا سکتا ہے, پورے خاتمے دے اسباب مکتبۃ المدینہ دا بک لیٹر پڑھو, غور کرو کہ ایمان دے خاتمے واسطے کہڑی کہڑی چیزاں ضروری ہے, ایمان نو سنیچ کرنے والی کہڑی چیزاں ضروری ہے, والدین نافرمانی, شراب پینا, نمازاں قضا کرنا, دوسرے مسلمان بھائیوں نو تکلیف دینا, یہ مین مین چیزاں وسیم بھائی نے مینشن کی, لیکن انفارچونیٹلی مسلم معاشرے دے وچ ساڈے وچ یہ چیزاں پائی جاندی ہیں, لیکن اسی توجہ ہی نہیں کرتے.
اللہ اکبر. This is the state of their concern, Allah Akbar, and this is how they valued Iman, this treasure they had. This, what would you further explain to the viewers of Madani Sharif with regards to the protection of Iman? See, we've discussed about the importance of Iman, we've discussed about the open enemies, we've discussed about some of the sins which can cause bad end. Now, I would like to give viewers of Madani Sharif some sort of solution. What is the way forward? What is the solution? How can we protect our Iman? A few mashallah points, Brother Rizwan has already mentioned, and if you can add please a few more.
One important thing which there is a lot of talk about, especially in today's day and age, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago, he's mentioned so much regarding this particular point, and it's the protection of our tongue. Today, unfortunately, there's one narration as well that a time will come when a person will be a Muslim in the morning, and by the evening he will be a disbeliever. Even if you can go into this, you can speak to the scholars, the one thing behind this is that at times, especially in today's day and age, because what people are watching on TV, what people are watching on social media, what people are watching on their phones, people are accepting these things. And what happens is that they are saying this in their own mouth as well. And at times they're saying kufr. No, there's one way at times people are listening to music, mashallah, and there's so much kufr in there. And you know, because the tune is good and because they might like the words, and what's happening is that they keep saying this themselves, they might not know, and they're out, mashallah. So it's very, very important that we're going to be talking about other solutions as well, inshallah. Protection of the tongue is something that is very, very important. We need to understand what we are saying. We need to understand what's the meaning behind it. Because we could end up saying something. You could have, and you know, regarding Iman, the next point that I'm going to mention as well is that sometimes a person could do something. They could have done 10 hajj. They could have done all their lives in Ramadan. They could have done everything. One word of kufr, everything is gone. They have to do their hajj, they have to do their nikah, they have to do everything again. So it's very, very important that, especially with what we are saying, we understand what we are saying. We see with the scholars, we find out what is kufr and what is not kufr. Today, especially this one day, you know, what happens, what we see in our society today? Someone's son, or someone's brother, someone's father passed away. Big, big, huge loss. But during that huge loss, they've lost something else as well. They've lost their son as well, but because they say something, they question as well, Allah, mazallah. They've lost their son as well, but moreover, they've lost the Iman as well. So it's very, very important that what we say, be mindful and we be careful with what we can say, because someone could live to 70 years old. They might say something at that age. Everything they've done in their life, all the good deeds have gone. So it's very, very important. One way to protect your Iman is be ready on what you say. Be careful on what you could say, because this could also destroy your Iman.
A very important point you brought into discussion. Respecting those of Madani Shah, and sometimes when we explain these points, rulings of Sharia, then the question can come in our mind, and Shaitan can put waswasa in our mind, whispers of Shaitan can come, that why just one statement can destroy our Iman? Is that so weak that just we utter one sentence, one word, and that can destroy our Iman? What a beautiful answer ulama scholars they've given in this regard. They say that yes, this is one sentence that can bring you in the fold of Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. When one statement of faith you say when you come in the fold of Islam, likewise, one statement, one sentence, one word can also get you out of the fold of Islam. So this is time, very delicate and very important matter it is. Whenever we speak, whatever we say, whatever we utter, we have to be very much careful what we are saying. And for that, we need to have knowledge. For that, we need to learn knowledge of Deen Islam. This is the fundamental thing that we need to do, to seek knowledge of Deen Islam. Then only we will be able to differentiate between right and wrong. What can we say and what can we not say? What are the do's and what are the don'ts? Rizwanbhai,
it's also very important that when we're speaking about speaking, it's very important who we sit with as well.
True.
Because for example now, unfortunately we see this so much in our society, people are saying kufr, and then they'll ask, did I say right? I'm saying right as well. This is what people, now you are nodding your head, you are affirming, maybe you haven't said nothing with your tongue, but you are affirming, you acknowledge the way you are saying right. This could also lead you. So it's very important that the people that you sit with as well, the company that you keep as well, they might say something. All you might do is just nod your head, in other words, acknowledge it. That could be a means of your Iman being destroyed.
One example comes in my mind that, for example, as you also mentioned, at the time of a funeral, if someone's house, if there's any death, so people that don't have knowledge, they moan and they cry. At that very moment, they utter certain words of disbelief, words of kufr, astaghfirullah, and they associate some attributes with the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which cannot be used, and that can put someone into the destruction of kufr and disbelief. For example, if someone says, oh Allah, why did you do zulm upon me? Astaghfirullah. Why did you take my son away from me? And if saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zalim, in other words, astaghfirullah, now ulama, they can expand on this matter, which is very, very sensitive. So we have to be careful what we are saying, what is right and not right, and that depends upon our knowledge, and at the same time we need to be patient, and we should be very careful what we are saying. See, this one night
mentioned it at the start, then run through this theme, it's that lack of religious knowledge. And unfortunately, people think that they are qualified to to have debates on religious topics came through social media or the search engines on there or whatever their sources are, they're not authenticating, they're not checking their knowledge before taking uttering their words, never mind thinking about what they're saying. And this leads to all sorts of problems with Iman. And you often find the people that say, I know a little bit about Islam, are the ones that in fact don't know much at all. And the ones that say, I don't know anything, I'm still learning, are actually the ones who know quite a bit. Because the more you learn about this, the more you learn to stay quiet. Mm-hmm. You learn to protect your iman.
Beautiful. Hamare sahaba ikram ki taraf jab nazar daudate hain, jinhein ایمان کو حاصل کرنے کے بعد جن تکالیف کا سامنا کرنا پڑا, رسول اللہ علیہ السلام کی اپنی زندگی جس طریقے سے جو ہے وہ تکالیف میں گزری ہے, ان کے پورے خاندان اہل بیت ان کی جو زندگیاں ہیں, صحابہ کرام کی جو زندگیاں ہیں, میں چاہوں گا کہ اگر آپ اس پہ تھوڑی روشنی ڈالیں, رسول اللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ جو مشقتیں جھیلی ہیں,
اللہ بالکل اپنا رضوان دے اگزامپل ساڈے سامنے سامنے لو کہ آج پیرنٹس کی طرف ابا اجداد کی طرف ورثے دے وچ ایمان مل گیا, سانو قدر نہیں
قدر,
انہوں نے پوچھ کے دیکھو جنہوں نے اپنی زندگیاں قربان کی تھی, جناب بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دی تسی ایگزامپل دیتی, کس قدر تکلیفاں دیتی ہوئی ہیں, تپتی ہوئی ریت تے چربی پگھل جاندی سی, پھر بھی پوچھدا سی لیکن احد احد احد, ایمان تے استقامت دیکھو کہ کدی بھی کفریہ ورڈ کفر دے وچ جان دی راضی نہیں ہوئے, لیکن الحمدللہ عز و جل اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دا لاکھ لاکھ کروڑ ہا کروڑ احسان کہ الحمدللہ عز و جل کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دی امت سانو پیدا فرمایا, ایمان دی دولت سانو نصیب ہوئی, لیکن یہ گارنٹی نہیں کہ اسی مرا بھی ایمان دی حالت وچ, دعا کرنی چاہیے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دی بارگاہ ساڈا ایمان سلامت رہے مرتے وقت, ساڈے آنے والی نسلوں دا ایمان سلامت رہے, ساڈے والدین دا ایمان سلامت رہے, لیکن گارنٹی تاں پھر بھی نہیں نا, بس دعا کرنی چاہیے, لیکن برے خاتمے دے اس بات تو ڈرنا چاہیے, صحبت مؤثرہ,
بالکل
صحبت مؤثرہ افیکٹو دا اثر رکھدی, صحبت صالح تورا صالح کنن, صحبت صالح تورا صالح کنن, اچھے دی صحبت تھانوں اچھا بنائے گی, برے دی صحبت تھانوں برا بنائے گی, تے کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ اپنے ایمان نوں بچاؤن واسطے اچھے دی صحبت حاصل کرو, راستے سلامی دا مدنی ماحول الحمدللہ جلدی تواڈے سامنے مفتی احمد یار خان نعیمی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ انہوں نے بڑی پیاری گل کی, ارشاد فرماندے حد تک امکان جتنا ممکن ہو سکے بری صحبت سے بچو, کیونکہ یہ دین اور دنیا دونوں برباد کر دیتی ہے, اچھی صحبت اختیار کرو, اس سے دین اور دنیا سمجھ جاتی ہے, سام کی صحبت جان لیتی ہے لیکن برے یار کی صحبت ایمان برباد کر دیتی ہے, تو کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ بری صحبت یہ ایمان کی بربادی کا سبب بن سکتی ہے. علامہ سیدنا محمد بن احمد زہبی فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک شخص شرابیوں کی صحبت میں بیٹھتا تھا, جب اس کی موت کا وقت قریب آیا تو کسی نے اس کو کلمہ پڑھنے کی تلقین کی تو کہنے لگا تم بھی پیو معاذلہ مجھے بھی پلا, فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ معاذلہ بغیر کلمہ پڑھے مر گیا, جب شرابیوں کی صحبت کا یہ حال ہے تو شراب پینے والوں کا کیا وبال, صحبت بیٹھتے ہو تو یہ حال ہے, جہاں بندہ خود شراب پیندا ہوئے گا وہ کی حالت ہوتی ہے,
that was protection of our iman. We can, to be honest with you, this is enough for us. The end of shaitan, what happened to shaitan, this famous account which is mentioned in Quran, this is enough. Do you know who shaitan was before he got rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He was ustaz al-malaika, he used to teach angels. Do you know how muttaqi he was? This is the level of his knowledge that he would teach angels, he was teacher of angels, this is the level of ilm, and level of his taqwa was that he had done so much ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ulama have written to the extent that if his sujood are spread on the face of this earth, no place would remain empty, that much ibadat he had done, ibadah he had performed, worship he had performed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he got rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he has been destroyed forever. Now a person of such caliber who had such great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he used to teach angels and he used to do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that level, but he got rejected. So where do we stand? Should not we remain worried? Now since he has been rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only aim he has that he also wants, our iman is also snatched and taken away from us, and we also end up getting destroyed in the ditches of Jahannam and Hellfire. This is his aim. But inshallah, they jao gama ima, sunne, la'im, shaita, attar rahnuma hai. Attar rahnuma hai. Inshallah, inshallah, we'll take our faith intact with us, inshallah. This is our iman, is a husn zal, inshallah. But for that, we need to work hard. For that, we need to do good deeds. For that, we need to avoid those sins which can cause bad end. And this is all about this program's topic that we are discussing. Inshallah, coming to the end of the program, Wasim bhai.
Rizwan bhai, solution. I was just thinking about what you were discussing, Rizwan bhai, Asif bhai as well. There's a huge problem that we are seeing, and unfortunately we are seeing this growing as well. And I was contemplating that, should we mention this, and I think it's definitely something that needs to be mentioned. Unfortunately, today's day and age, people are selling the iman.
Allah.
Why? Just for a visa, they will write down that I'm no longer Muslim. Just for a job, just to get married. We are seeing this in our communities at this moment in time, that just for a visa for another country, just so I can get stay there, they are writing that I'm no longer Muslim, I am this religion. And we are seeing, unfortunately, we have seen videos that have come out of this as well. This is something that is a huge concern, and it should be a huge concern. You are selling your iman just for a visa. How long are you going to stay there? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years maximum. But it's mentioned that that person that did not take the iman into the grave, what's going to happen with that person? He will never come out from Jahannam. He will always remain in Jahannam. Ma'azallah. Today what happened, you know, recently, 2-3 months ago, 41, 42 degrees in the UK. People couldn't stand it. People couldn't take it. People could not, you know, last year. But imagine, mazallah, hope you, inshallah, none of us would have to go through this. But imagine having to stay in Jahannam forever and ever and ever. And then the announcement made that the final person is coming out from Jahannam. Imagine being in that state, mazallah. So, you know, this that we're seeing today, in today's day and age, that just for a visa, just for a job, just to get married, people are selling the iman for small, small things. Iman is the most important asset. It's the most important thing that we have, and we should value it. We should try to control it. We should try to protect it, inshallah, and take it into our grave. And just a few points that I would like to mention here of how we can protect our iman. Amir Sunnat, Dhammat Prakatam Ali has mentioned this, that before going to sleep, Surah Kafirun, it's mentioned that after you read all your urad, read this inshallah azza wa jal, your iman will be protected at the time of death. And it's also mentioned regarding this as well, that if you have read Surah Kafirun, now you have said something to someone. It's mentioned, it's repeated again, meaning your last word should be Surah Kafirun before going to sleep. So this is one way. The other thing is, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Anta, 41 times in the morning, with read about before and after, inshallah your iman will remain safe, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, this is banda.
MashaAllah. Learn about your deen, learn about our faith, and make sure you're doing it through authentic sources, authentic scholars, not through corrupt beliefs. It's too easy to go to Google, and it's too easy for a reason, because anybody and everybody can pretend that they have the knowledge and put anything what they want there, and be just because they're speaking fluent Arabic, just because they're speaking with a little bit of conviction, does not mean that they're the most authentic scholar and what they're saying is right. So we need to make sure that where we're getting our knowledge from is authentic, first of all. So learn our deen from authentic sources. And Dawat Islami is a beautiful platform for that, alhamdulillah. We've got our weekly ijtimaas, where we learn knowledge. We've got Madani Qafilas, where we learn knowledge. We've got online courses, where we learn knowledge. We've got Madrasatul Madina Balighan, where we learn knowledge. So there's so much, and all of these services are free of charge in this day and age. And you know there's authenticity there. Now, the other way of protecting your iman is, I have to mention the founder of this organization, the Dawat Islami. We mentioned Amir al-Sunnat, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. Now, to give your hands to a pious man, to a sheikh, to have a guide, is a huge way of protecting your iman. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And they're called a guide for a reason. They will keep you on the straight and narrow. From experience, when you're thinking about going left, when you're thinking about going right, he will pull you back. He will say, no, this is the way. This is the way. This is the straight path. Via Medina to Jannah, inshallah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی تواڈے ایمان دی حفاظت ضرور فرمائے گا حضور سیدنا غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دا فرمان علی شان کہ میرا کوئی بھی مرید بغیر توبہ کے انشاءاللہ عزوجل نہیں بنے گا سبحان وظیفۃ الکریمہ دے وچ بھی ایک دعا منشن کیتی گئی کہ بسم اللہ علی دینی بسم اللہ علی نفسی و بلدی و اہلی و مالی جڑا بندہ تین تین بار صبح تے شام انشاءاللہ دعا پڑے گا تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی او دا دین ایمان جان مال بچے انشاءاللہ سارے حفاظت وچ رہو گے کوشش کرو دعاواں وغیرہ جڑے اور آ دے انہاں دی کثرت کرو اے دعاواں بھی پڑھو انشاءاللہ انہاں دی برکت دے نال انشاءاللہ ایمان سدا اسلام
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ ایک شعر مینوں یاد آیا را دے را دے را دے را دے ہر کوئی کہندا را دے میں وی آکھا را دے بن مرشد دے لا نی لبدا رن مر سے وچ را دے الحمدللہ سمجھ چاہیے کہ ایک شخص کامل دے حق چاہتا سی اپنے ایمان دا حفاظت دا ایک بہت خوبصورت ذریعہ ہے اور غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ تعلق دنیا سے سنیا کہ انشاءاللہ روز پاک نے فرمایا میرا مرید بغیر توبہ دے نہیں مرے گا اللہ تعالیٰ بلس یو جزاک اللہ خیرہ تھینک یو ویری مچ دی اسلامک بیرس ایٹ دا اینڈ فائنل میسیج از دیٹ hearing to learn about our protection of the faith at the same time one of the beautiful ways to protect our iman as the believer Dawat Islami earlier said that we should give our hand in the hands of a Sheikh Kamil in this day and age if you ask me alhamdulillah a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a Sheikh Kamil who has been to that path and alhamdulillah it is Sheikh Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya path to success So he has stood on that path to success already. Okay. So I give this very, very common example. If someone asks me the way to London, right, and I definitely can show him which way to go towards London because I have been to that way.
Mm.
But definitely a person who has not been to any area or that place, he won't be able to guide, isn't it? So this path to success, this path towards the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these awliya kamilin, they have been to that path and they also take us through that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to protect our iman.
Ameen.
Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Salli ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
The path of the knowledge.